You're saying that we're talking about your time outside of work. Were there you'd mentioned the classes. At what point did you start?
I guess about 19. Well, about the time I got a car. I remember I did go to a pottery class up at Poly High, where I used to have to go on the bus. I only went for about one semester that. But after I got a car and was able to, you know, branch out a little bit. And I didn't do it all the time. I took pottery for a while back in the 50s. Didn't really get into it so much until later. In fact, when I was working, it was a little bit of a drag, although I did always mess around with something like that at home. And when the mosaic craze came on, I got into mosaics. In fact, Mama got interested in that, and she did mosaics with me, too, at home. But I just did that at home. I didn't go to any class or anything. I've gone through the whole bit, pottery and mosaics and decoupage and paper mache and the whole thing at one time or another.
Is that something that you have...
I just like to do things with my hands, you know.
Had you just always done that, or was there a time when you sort of got... I know you told me about being interested in art.
I was young, it was just drawing that I was interested in. And then after I got out here to California and see all the different things that people do, you know, why I got interested in all these things. But pottery, I think I kind of stay with that and get more out of that than anything. There's my little nativity set I'm making up there. I didn't get started in time to get the whole thing done. Since Christmas, I've been making little felt Christmas tree ornaments. I thought I'll have them ready for next year.
That's great.
I've just been hanging them up there. I got to put them away. I'm interested in, I make pots and things. I don't, I tried it before. I took pottery for several years, back in the 60s. And I tried working on the wheel, and I did some, but I never could do anything I couldn't do anything big, you know. I didn't learn how to do it. But I'm more interested now in sculpture, and I make some plates and pots and things, but mostly I'm interested in sculpture. I made that rooster over there with the flowers in.
Now, was there anything
special
that was happening that made you decide to go back to school to pursue those things?
Well, of course, after I retired, but then I had a little more time. When I was working, I'd start it and I'd drop it after a while. It had gotten a little bit too much of a drag, you know, when I was working. And I've enjoyed it more since I retired. And I go to an art class. I've been trying to paint, but I'm not any good at paint because my eyes are getting worse all the time. I've got glaucoma in my left eye, and my sight kind of keeps, you know, deteriorating. And I'm not good at mixing colors. And so I think that painting is not for me. I did quite a bit of drawing. I keep everything in the front room here. It's just some of the things I've done, but I...
these are marvelous.
And I think that really I should just stick with drawing. It's the thing that I do the best.
Have you taken any courses outside of artwork or crafting, maybe?
No, if I were younger, I think there are a lot of things that sound interesting to me, but at my age, I'm not going to be preparing myself for any career, and the only thing, you know, the art craft type things are things I'm interested in, so I figure I might as well stick with the fun things.
say for devotees in particular, is there, are there any, I mean, how do you feel now in retrospect of that, those years and that work that you were doing then?
I never did finish that one. it was enjoyable. You know, I've done a lot of different things, and I've always enjoyed any kind of work that I got into.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that working did that make much of a change in your life?
Well, no, that was just what was available at the time, and I did it. And it wasn't, I say, I never thought of making a career of it because I didn't figure that there was, at that time, that there was that much call for women in that work. And, I would have enjoyed going on doing shop work, but I say that was one period in my life, and I went on to something else after that.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the women's movement, what your opinions are about the equal rights movement?
I definitely think women should get equal pay for equal work,
mm-hmm.
and I'm for it. And sometimes some of the things some of the women do kind of turn me off.
Mm-hmm.
But like Lynn says, some of them have to get out in front there and push. And I realize that if women are just too passive about it, they'll never achieve anything. Somebody's got to be militant about it. But I'm not the militant type myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a woman should be able to do what she wants to do. Actually, it hasn't ever affected me too much. I can't say that I've ever been the object of too much prejudice that way. I had no trouble borrowing money and buying property and anything I wanted to do. It hasn't ever hampered me that I was a woman,
mm-hmm.
except, you know, that I'm sure even when I worked for the government and the federal government bends over backwards trying to give women equal opportunity. But still, there are a lot of jobs that women could do that they just naturally choose men to do,
mm-hmm.
and the higher paying jobs. But I never was competing for any kind of a job that I wasn't
mm-hmm.
able to get because I was a woman. I haven't ever been a threat to any men,
mm-hmm.
and, but I haven't ever felt put upon too much. But well, in my time, I just figured, you know, there was men's jobs and women's jobs, and it didn't bother me too much that I wasn't doing a man's job. I was satisfied with the work I was doing.
Mm-hmm. If you were a young woman today, do you think your life would be...
Oh, yes, I'm sure. I think sometimes that how my life could have been different just if I had gone to a school that had an art course, you know. And,
mm-hmm.
and of course, I'm just not a competitive type. I'm not interested in getting out there and competing and see what man's job I can take on.
Mm-hmm.
If I were a young woman now, I probably wouldn't be getting out there and fighting for something. I'd be interested more in the arts and
mm-hmm.
and something on my own.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In looking back on your life, are there any things that you would change?
Oh, yes, I'd change all. I'd change me, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, if I'd been more aggressive type, I'm sure I'd gotten flatter in the world I have.
Mm-hmm.
I adapt too easily to whatever happens to me.
Okay. is there anything that...
I wouldn't want to live my life over and do it the same way again. I could live my life over and know what I know now naturally and do things different. Well, like I say, I've let so many money opportunities slip through my fingers that aggravates me when I look back and see what I could have done, you know, if I'd just done a different thing at the time. Mm-hmm. And naturally, I would have been more aggressive about trying to get an art education when I was young.
Is there anything that, in the things that I've asked you that you can think of that you'd want to mention that I haven't asked you about?
No. I guess I haven't gone into much about my relationship with my granddaughter. We've always been real close from the time she was a little girl. And well, I mean, there's not all that much, but I mean, you know, I used to take care of her weekends, you know, so give her mother a little freedom. And
Lynn,
yeah. My other granddaughter, they moved up to San Francisco when she was about 3 years old, so I haven't ever, seen her that much. But Lynn has sort of been my favorite of all my grandchildren. And like I say, I wasn't that close with my son's boys. There was still that idea that I don't know much to do about boys, you know. And they lived just a couple houses up here from me. And they were right there. They'd stop in and see me and all that. But I didn't put myself out to be a good grandmother to them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not close with them now. In fact, I haven't seen either one of them for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I blame myself for that because I just, while I was working, I'd come home and I'd be tired. Instead of trying to do something special for them, you know, and doing little things, I always gave them gifts and spent money on them for birthdays and Christmas and that sort of thing. But that's not building up a close relationship, which I never had with them. But what I have had with Lynn over the years, and I haven't meant it to be partial to her. It just worked out that way.
Mm-hmm. So you used to take care of her?
I used to enjoy having her come spend the weekend with my mother and me, you know, and I used to take her to Sunday school and church, and I used to take her to a movie and, you know, do things with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what I used to go, I had a girlfriend back in the 60s, and we used to go to the light operas, and we used to get season tickets. Well, she got cancer in 1960 and died in a few months, and so I started taking Lynn with me, and oh, she just really enjoyed that, and that's something that's hung over into her present life. She enjoys that sort of thing, but
mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed, you know, taking her and to do things like that. We'd go out to dinner and go to Chinatown and things, and
mm-hmm.
we've had a real close relationship. Now she looks out for me.
In what way?
Well, I mean, you know, she keeps track of me, and you know, if I want to go someplace that I don't feel like driving or anything, why, she takes me, and she takes me shopping with her and doing things. And,
mm-hmm.
Well, she does a lot of things that her mother would do if she were here, you know. And,
mm-hmm.
But if I have any problems, why, I tell her, and she straightens them out for me. In fact, I lean on her a little too much sometimes, I think.
So Lynn is, she's married and has...
She has three little boys. Mm-hmm. Two of them were adopted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. special children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, special need children, both of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I wanted to ask you, how long did your mother live with you?
Well, it was 1941. She came down from the country where she was, and she, as I said, she came down to visit me, but she came down planning to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So we were together until she died in 1961.
Mm-hmm. That's quite
mm-hmm.
a long time.
Yeah. But she wasn't, as I said, a dependent person. She was always doing something to pay her way, you know. She was more of a help to me than she was anything else.
Mm-hmm. Did she work?
Well, no, she wasn't able to work at that time in her life. But
she worked quite a while
before. Yeah, she had always been in business and everything mm-hmm. before then. So, and she was a very sharp person. I always kind of turned the money over to her and let her manage what we'd do with this and that, you know. And
mm-hmm.
and she was the sort of person I liked to do that. Her mind was sharp right up until the last few months before she